Matt, it seems like you've got a lot of options in that secondary for what you would want to do. What have you liked about Jermaine in that slot? And also kind of a sidebar of that, how much of when you first looked at Caleb, when you were looking on the film, were you just thinking, how many different places can I realistically put him in a game?
I mean, when you have pieces like Caleb and guys that football knowledge that he has and his instincts. And it's been great the more that he's kind of been out there to really watch him on the field and how he moves, how he deciphers the game and how he sees it. You love those type of players for sure, you know, and being able to relate that to some things that we can do with him and put him in those positions is, it's fun. It's fun. He's dynamic now. I mean, this guy he's smart. He plays extremely aggressive. He really knows the offense well, you know, so like based on whether it's formation or split, like he's ID and everything, and he does a great job of communicating on the field. So he's been a lot of fun for sure. Jermaine, I mean, super competitive guy, a guy who's got great ability, speed, quickness, and then that position flex to be able to go outside, inside, and some of the things that we do coverage-wise where these guys are actually playing in a couple different positions, you know, just based on formation and motions and things like that. It's been pretty impressive, you know, with his skill set to be able to do all that. So it's been fun. That group is a lot of fun. They are dynamic. They have a lot of talent. They are competitive as all get out. And it's fun because, you know, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen wide receivers this big, like all as a group. I mean, it's like every time I'm like, can you rush? Like how, like, I mean, these guys are ginormous, you know, I think they're edge setters, but to have that competition every single day and to be able to go out there and watch our guys step up to that challenge is pretty awesome.
Noah Weisskopf, the Lantern.
A lot of players here have said that they want the championship stuff taken down. They don't want to see it. What does that say about this team, this group, especially the returners, and why is that significant?
Yeah. I think it's a really mature approach by them, right? I think it's something that was, I think one of the great things about football, whatever level you're at, it's different than other sports. You know, it's different than boxing. You know, like when you win a championship in boxing, the next time you step in the ring, you step in as the champ and you have to defend your title. You know, when you win a championship in football, the next time you step on the field, it's something new. It's a new season. It's a new team. You have to start over. You know, you're not defending anything. What you won, you won. Like, that can't be taken away from you. You know, that was last season. So I think it's a really mature approach by them for, you know, sit there and say, hey, look, it's about going forward. You know, we can't look back. It's about going forward. And it's about building the journey this year to try to get back to where we want to be. But you have to start all over again, you know, and you got to start at the bottom. So that's a great mentality.
Kellyanne Stitz over here to the right, WSYX.
Matt, on Saturday with the spring showcase or spring game, what are you specifically looking for out of the defense? Like, what are the goals of that day?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking for a lot of things, actually. I'm pretty excited. Like, let's get in the shoe. Let's get the fans there. Let's feel the environment, the energy. Just getting a little bit of that last Saturday with everybody kind of in the indoor, that excitement, I think that's fun. You know, I mean, we're getting that feel for it. So I'm excited to see the fans. I'm excited to get the crowd. I think one of the things defensively, you're always trying to, practice in these situations, communication, right? So it's always going to be hard at home for us to communicate because our fans are great and it's going to be loud for the opponent, which is what we want. So our communication has to be on point. Our recognition has to be on point. I think, you know, this is obviously new for me, not having, like, in a while, having preseason games, right? So the next time we go in that stadium to play, it's for real. So just our overall operation, coaching staff, to make sure we're communicating well, make sure we're getting substitutions and personnel groups and all of that, like, this is a good opportunity for us to get a dry run at that before, you know, we get to that first game. So that's really important. And then, you know, of course, we want to see everybody compete, you know, in the different positions and the different opportunities that everybody has to go out and, you know, get a chance to look at that tape and get another evaluation of where they're at. So there's a lot. It's going to be great. I can't, you know, let's go. It's going to be awesome.
Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
How would you break down the safety competition between Lonnie Carford and Jalen McClain opposite Caleb right now?
Yeah. You know, I think it's been really good with both those guys learning and competing and playing a couple different roles, you know, a couple different spots. And Caleb is out there for some things, you know, and there's other things that we're holding him back on. So they've actually had an opportunity to both be out there quite a bit and really to be able to evaluate the different things that they can do skill set wise. You know, I think there's some different packages that we can run with those guys on the field and different alignments that they could be in. So it's just a great evaluation right now of seeing, you know, some deep field play, some down in the box play, some maybe man-to-man coverage stuff with them. We've got some different things in like that intermediate zone where they're kind of reading routes and breaking. And I would say both are really shining and showing their skill sets that we can utilize them in those situations.
Tony Gerben, Buckeye Huddle.
Peyton Pierce, what have you seen from him this spring? Because we saw him everywhere on Saturday.
Yeah. You know, one thing about Peyton Pierce right away, like we go to inside drill or anything, like everyone's going to feel Peyton Pierce right away. He comes downhill with a physicality that is – it's phenomenal. Like he is a physical player. I think one of the other things on top of that, you know, so he's doing a great job with all that. But to build on that – his communication, his command, linebacker, you have to be able to get in there, call the huddle, make sure we get adjustments right, get the front correct, communicate with the back end. And I think that's the piece of it right now for me that's really improved through the spring is just his overall command, understanding of the defense, and then his communication to get everybody, you know, kind of set and lined up and ready to go. It's been good.
Matt Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Matt, when you're in the NFL, if you don't have depth at defensive tackle, for instance, you can go out, you can sign guys, you can make trades. Here, you just have to develop guys, right? How do you feel like that has come along, and how different is that for you, knowing that hey, these are the guys we got. Maybe the transfer portal after spring, but yeah. These are the guys we're working with.
Yeah, I think you always want to develop players. I think that's the best thing to do within a system is to try to you want to groom them, you want to grow them, you want to increase their skill set and their fundamentals because, you know, those are the guys you're working with every single day. And it is similar. There's only certain times of the year, even in the NFL, where you can actually add to your roster. So you're going to get to points where your roster is what it is. And I think the guys that have been able to show also position flexibility, so whether they can move out to different techniques, whether it's a 5 to a 3 or a 3 to a shade, a shade back out to a 3, those are the guys then that's where your depth comes. So maybe you're a guy that's maybe a backup nose guard that, you know, you'd rather have him out there and then move the other guy out to a 3 technique. So it's really kind of that structure of where those guys can go. But I think you're always trying to develop, you know, always trying to bring those guys along. And, you know, it's like I tell them, you know, just prove us right. Like, that's why you're here. You know, we believe in you. Like, we know you can go do it. So we're going to do everything we can to help you, you know, achieve everything you want to. And that's going to be the best for the team. So I think those guys are working really hard. Coach Johnson does a great job. I mean, all the drill work. If you get a chance to watch Coach Jay do his drill work, it's the detail of the hand placement and the footwork and the, you know, just the coaching points that he puts them through. Those guys they're blessed to be in that situation to get all of that information. And then those guys that just continually build on that and grow, you know, as a player, you can really see that, you know, you can see why those guys develop every single year.
Awesome yeah. work, Rivals.
To follow up on that defensive line, where from day one through the end of 3 weeks do you think you've seen the most progress up there?
It's a good question. I would say, you know what? I think the guys have done a really good job with the multiplicity of some of the things that we're doing right now and moving around and kind of being in some different spots just to kind of get an evaluation of it, you know, to see if we can have some of that depth and put them in those alignments. So I think that's been pretty impressive. I think our pad level has gotten better. You know, I think that's one of the things when you start out and you're back in practice and you're rolling, and it's the beauty of spring ball. We have equipment on, so you actually get to evaluate this stuff and not have to wait till training camp, which is awesome. So we've made strides there, you know, hand placement, pad level, which is, you know, leverage up front, which is what we're going to need. So that would be the biggest area I've really seen, like, guys just kind of really getting better technique.
All right, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
With Caleb not needing as much work this spring, how much has that benefited the other guys? Obviously, they all just move up a spot on the depth chart this spring, and what have you seen from Jalen and Malik and maybe Leroy that you wanted to see this spring?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always opportunity when guys aren't on the field, and certainly you want Caleb on the field. He's really good and kind of helps settle the communication. He's a great player. But look, when guys aren't on the field, it's an opportunity for someone else to go in and step into some different roles and have an opportunity to go make some plays and flash, you know, for the coaches and for their teammates. I think all of those guys, you know, that you mentioned have done that, you know, and have done it at different points. And now it's just building on the consistency of that, you know, whereas you have a player like Caleb that has proven that he can consistently show that kind of production and that performance. Those other guys are now having those reps to be able to have enough, you know, built up to show that, hey, they can do it consistently and be in the right positions and make the communication and make the plays. So that's been the best part about it for those guys, just having all of those reps. And, you know, again, I say this one too, it's we only have so many games, so you have to get better at practice. It's just what it is. It's different than, you know, like I said, baseball, you play games to get better. Football, we got to practice to get better. And I think having those guys to be able to have those reps has been invaluable.
Time for just a couple more. Far left, Jake Trotter, ESPN.
Yeah, hey, Matt. What has been your impression of Jeremiah this spring, especially given your NFL background?
Really, I mean, again, like I said before, just outstanding kind of just presence out on the football field. That's probably the biggest thing I would say. You know, just his ability to kind of just calm things down and go play and, you know, really good player, obviously. But that'd probably be the biggest thing.
Yep. Gabe Biddle, 24/7 Sports.
You've talked about adjusting your scheme to the strength of your players defensively. Is the 4-2-5 the best formation for you guys? And how much three linebacker sets do you plan on using?
Yeah. I think, you know, 4-2-5 or the nickel sets, you know, and the variations of those nickel sets are just so prominent in football right now because of there's so much 11 personnel. And then the 12 personnel, which is the two tight end sets that play like 11 or the open up formation. So you got to be a little bit multiple to be able to do all of that. But, you know, when you got to get in base and get into, three linebackers or some version of that, you have to be able to stop the run. And certainly that, I think, also picks up critical situations, whether it's third down, low red area, or you're just getting bigger offensive personnel groups out there. So having all of that is important. Being able to be multiple out of the nickel packages is something I think that's really important, too. And then there's different variations of those nickel packages that with as much talent and which is much the guys that we have in that room, I think we can do some of that and be versatile that way, which would be great.
Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
With the emergence of Peyton Pierce to play the way he is right now, does that free you up maybe to do things with a guy like Arvell that you wouldn't otherwise be able to do if you didn't have a proven third linebacker behind those guys?
Yeah, I mean, Arvell, he's definitely has a different skill set, you know, so there's a lot of things I think you can do with him and having that depth of linebacker and to the point of being able to play, you know, nickel defense, being 3-for-2 in that position or sometimes 4-for-2 where you can rotate guys through, that allows you to move those other guys around into other spots. And I think Arvell's got a skill set that, you know, we're taking a look at some of those things right now to see how much he can do. And you certainly want him to be great in the role that he's in. You know, you got to make sure that that's solidified and ready to go. But moving him around, I think, makes it difficult for people to try to figure out what he's doing. Absolutely.
And final question, Tim May, wall-to-wall, 7.1.
Hey, thanks. Coach, legend has it, like, I forgot the year, but you went through like 11 safeties in the safety spots at New England, maybe 13 if you count Gronkowski as a, you know, a Hail Mary dude and stuff like that. What did that year, you know, teach you about teaching?
Yeah.
What did you learn from all of that? And I'm thinking college is a kind of a similar bag, you know?
Yeah, I think it's just conceptual teaching, I think, is what you're really trying to do at that point. When you know you have guys that either, whether it's injury or position depth, if you can teach it in a conceptual way and then you can kind of plug people into different spots, I think it goes a lot longer than just kind of memorization of this assignment. Like, I have this assignment on this play, this assignment on this play. So maybe a little bit of a bigger picture teaching, conceptual teaching that those guys now that come in understand the concept, and now they can plug themselves into different roles within that concept. We were actually just walking through that with the backers too a little bit. It's the same idea for them. You know, it's just we have a coverage concept, and it's like, all right, well, you know, this is the structure behind it. This is the structure underneath it. It doesn't really matter where you are right now. Just understand, like, we need to have this, 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 and this. And based on the communication, those are the roles that you can play. So when you can understand the defense, I think, in that way, then you can plug and play a little bit more or make guys more versatile and have more depth, you know, value to the roster.
Challenging was that, though? I mean, I would think from week to week.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. It's always, you know, it's always tough when you get guys in on Tuesday night and you got Wednesday and you got a couple of days to get ready to go play a game. But, you know, I think the beauty of that is, you know, I think you get them up to speed as fast as you can, but you also try to understand what do you think you can actually do with them that week. You know, don't put too much on them. You know, you just want to be able to still play fast and aggressive. They have to go play the game. So you got to find the right balance of like, hey, this is the amount of information we can give you and the time that we have to practice so that we can go perform at a high level.
Yep. Coach, thank you very
much. Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks so much.